Proclamation number 6526 of 19th of April, 1956. Battle of the Dark Forces against the Truth. Where my flow of grace can flow abundantly to earth, the battle between light and darkness will break out particularly fiercely. For multitudes will gather around the source where they can refresh themselves with the water of life, and likewise the forces of darkness will be driven there by my adversary in order to prevent life-awakening nourishment from being offered to the souls. For this reason you, who serve me and accept my word from on high, will certainly feel resistance, but far more strength will flow to you from the beings of light which shield you from those dark beings, which hinder them and are also able to do so because your will and also the will of the souls surrounding you gives them a right to do so. Nevertheless, the dark forces do not slacken in their fight against the light, and they always find willing people who work on their behalf where they themselves get nowhere. People they can influence to take sides against you, who are enemies of truth and seek to intersperse my pure word with error. They want to contaminate the pure spring water with poisonous additives on behalf of my adversary, who gets a willing hearing from them and can therefore use them as his henchmen. But the bright beam of light reveals everything, and the serious will and the desire for truth is the safest protection against those forces. Therefore you should not be surprised if time and again your fellow human beings attack the pure truth from me. And countless souls are worried about your standing firm because they recognize every cloudiness and yet long for light. And they are grateful when the ray of light becomes ever brighter around you, because every temptation past strengthens the light around you, and now you are helped on all sides as soon as dark forces are on the advance again. The battle between light and darkness must be allowed, for it concerns the free decision of you and also of the souls in the kingdom of the beyond. Nevertheless, so many graces are available to the willing that he can emerge victorious from this battle. And my adversary is enraged about this and seeks to achieve his goal through cunning. But no matter how cleverly and cunningly he disguises himself, he can be recognized and will be recognized by all those who are serious about their soul's salvation, about truth and about my love. And therefore no one needs to fear falling into his hands or not being able to cope with his attacks if it is only his will not to fall under his sway, for this will alone is enough for me myself to be with him and he is under safest protection. But prepare for ever stronger attacks from his side, for he, in his delusion, will not slacken to take action against me and you. And he constantly lies in wait at the places where I have opened up the fountain of life for all those who come along the path hungry and thirsty. He tries to deny access to all of them, but he cannot prevent it because figures of light accompany the wanderers who long for the source of life. But my adversary flees from the light, he does not dare to enter its glow. But since my word is the light from on high, it cannot be extinguished or dimmed by him and his followers unless people themselves are of his mind and work for him. But even then the light is still stronger than the darkness, and it exposes anyone who with evil intentions approaches the fountain of life, which I have opened up for all those who desire the light, me and the truth. Amen.